automotive, early childhood, nursing, construction. Ellsworth is so fortunate to have the Hancock County Technical Center here to apprentice our young people in such careers. This week is National Careers in Trades Week. Aaron Hilger is CEO of the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association. He talks with Star 97.7 about what the week is all about.
My association, along with our labor partner, which is SMART, and ITI, which is our International Training Institute, started to highlight construction careers. We have so many great career options in the construction industry, and they just don't get enough attention. So we want to take a little bit of time to pause and talk to students and parents about all sorts of the career paths that we have.
Aaron will tell us more throughout our morning newscast. Stay tuned. April 7th through 11th is National Careers in Trades Week, designed to raise awareness for the abundance and evolution of trade careers, skilled trade associations, and building trade unions. If you'd rather work with your hands than sit in an office, listen up. Aaron Hilger, CEO of SMACNA, tells Star 97.7, there are a multitude of benefits when you choose a career in trades.
One of the best things about being in a construction career is that we're going to pay you while you learn how to be a construction worker. You're going to join an apprenticeship program. Those programs are typically 3 to 5 years long. Your wages will increase as you go through the program. And a journeyperson sheet metal worker, depending on the market you're in, will make well over 6 figures, sometimes more, sometimes a lot less.
Interested? Find out more at smacna.org. Kids and Gen Z are now being called the Tool Belt Generation. Aaron Hilger, CEO of the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors Association, tells Star 97.7 young people are attracted to the trades as an alternative to college debt and a chance at a well-paying job with a variety of options.
Obviously, we have a huge field workforce, all the people who put buildings together. It takes an orchestra to build a great building, whether it's a laborer, a carpenter, a sheet metal worker, an electrician, a plumber. All the different trades have to come together to build a building. Outside of the field workforce, we have opportunities for project managers, estimators, accountants, all the things that a normal business would use, a construction company uses as well.
Aaron says technological advancements, including AI, drones, and laser welding, are also redefining what it means to work in a skilled trade. If you've ever been in need of a plumber, an electrician, a builder, you know they're often contracted weeks out. This is National Careers in Trades Week, and Aaron Hilger, CEO of SMACNA, says that's one reason career and technical education programs like HCTC are flourishing. If you're already out of school, where do you start when it comes to a career in one of those trades?
For apprenticeships, start with your local building trades union. If you Google building trades, you're going to find all the different trades in your area. You can also look at some of the great construction associations like SMACNA, NECA, which is the Electrical Contractors Association, or MCAA, which is the Plumbing Contractors and Pipefitter Association. All of those groups will have information on their website. You can also look at smacna.org. That's SMACNA.org.